Like you're pulling through the string through a small loop, a small hole. Rashi says it means kitzipara befi haveshet. Kechevel sheyesh by kesher, you have a string that has a knot on it. V'yotze bekushim in aturin. You want to pull it through the hole. It's very hard to pull it through the hole since there's a knot there. Like usually you make a knot that the string should not go through the hole. So if you want to pull, you have to pull very tight and hard. That's the way the neshama goes out of the body. Reb Yechanan Amar Kepetiri Bifi Veshet. Also, this type of thing, Rashi, Shekoshrin Shtei Sfinas V'yachad. When you want to tie two ships together, the same thing. You have a loop there that you tie together with the string, and to pull that string through the loop is very hard. The Amar Reb, that's the Gemara. See, really the Gemara in Brocha says that there are 900, I think, in six different types of mises. There are 906 different ways of dying. And we said the easiest of them all is a neshika, a kiss from Hashem, and this is the hardest one, I think. These are the hardest ways of misa. Depends on the different type of misas. Right. V'yomer Rabbi Levi bar Chisa, ha'nifta min ha'meis. When you want to say goodbye to a meis, lo yomel alech l'sholom, you shouldn't tell him go in peace, el alech b'sholom. When you say goodbye to the meis, to the niftar, you say alech b'sholom. And a niftam and a chai, if somebody goes away from a live person, lo yomel alech bisholem, don't tell him to go away in peace, and alech lisholem, go to peace. How do we know this? Ha niftam and a mace, if you go away from a mace, lo yomel alech lisholem, don't tell him to go to peace, and alech bisholem, go in peace, with peace. Shinyam and Apostle says in Bereshis, v'ata tovoy el avasecha bisholem. Talking about the misa there, that you're going to go now to your father, bisholem. You talk to a mace, you say, Bisholem. And aniftim in a chai, if somebody's going away from a chai, a live person, lo yoimalor, don't tell the person, lech bisholem, go in peace, el alech lisholem, you should go to peace. Sharei David, by David, shomal avsholem, David told avsholem, lech bisholem, go in peace, is holach v'nitla. He went and he got killed, he didn't live through the mechama. Yisroi, Mashenken by Yisroi, Shom ala Moshe, Yisroi tog Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech l'Sholem, go to Sholem, is when he went back now to Mitzrayim, to take out Klaius of Emeritus Mitzrayim, Yisroi told Moshe, go back, Lech l'Sholem, and Holach v'Tzliach, he went on Yarat Tzlocha. So Melo, when you say to a Chai, you should always say, Lech l'Sholem. V'yom Rabbi Levi, Kol ha'yoytze v'Beis HaKnesses, somewhere in this world, after davening in the morning, he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, Leveis HaMedrash, he goes to the Beis HaMedrash to learn Torah. Leveis HaMedrash, Leveis HaKnesses, and then at night he goes back to the Beis HaKnesses to Davin. Is Zoycha Mekabal Pnei Shechina. He'll be Zoycha to be Mekabal the Pnei Shechina to say Hashem. Shenem the Apostle says, Yelchul Mechayil Al Chayil. They'll go from one place to another place. And Yeru El Elokim B'tzion. They'll be Zoycha to see Hashem. So Mechayil Al Chayil means like from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses. If you're going from one to another, you'll be zeicha to see Hashem. Rashi says, Yelchu mechayel ochoyel, sheyelchu mibeis ha-medrash lebeis ha-knesses. Lebeis ha-knesses lebeis ha-medrash. Achar is yiroyel akim betziyon, yiskenu keel el-elyon. You'll be zeicha to see Hashem. And Omer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Talmidei Chachomim ein lehem menucha afudu l'olam abo. The Talmid Chachom does not have real peace, even in Olam Habo, not only not in this world, even in Olam Habo. Shenem the Pasuk says, Yelchu Mechayil El Choyil Yeroil El Kim B'tzion. So now he's dashing this Pasuk, Rav Chiba Rashi, not only is going on Olam Hazeh, but he's even going on Olam Habo. And the Pshat the Mashor speaks out is that Menucha doesn't mean physical Menucha. That's Pshat in Olam Habo, there's no physical work there. You don't have to do any physical work. But what it means to say Enla Menucha means, because if I can't, really in this bracha in Pashas Vayechid, it says by Yisachar, it says, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. It says Yisachar saw that Menucha is good. And Yisachar's bracha was the Oil HaTorah. In order to be Zaycha, really with the Oil HaTorah, you have to have Menucha, you have to have it easy. But the Pshat is, easy means Menucha Sanefesh. But the mind, the Seichel is always working. The Talmud Chacham Seichel is always working. He's always getting more and more Ruchnis. That's the pshat. Even Olam Habo, Yishtag Oist Olam Habo. You go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, your seichel is always receiving more and more ashpah, even in Olam Habo. That's pshat hamilcha meila menucha. Afilu olam abo, tamachachim, that uses the seichel, his seichel is always gaining more and more. Not only on this world, but even olam abo also, his seichel gets much greater there. Like we always say, Gemara that Chachi started to learn here, on this world, the Mitzvah Shem will be Zeicha, that in Shemayim they'll teach us the real Emes of Pshat. And that's our Bissel Siyuah for Dav Yemi. Even though Dav Yemi sometimes go a little bit too fast, we don't know all the real Pshat, Emes of Pshat, but that's Avtochem. That our core point of view, if you went through the Gemara in this world, when you come upstairs to Shemayim, they teach you the Gemara over again. A person never learned the Gemara, it's very hard to learn it upstairs. But I call upon him, you went through the Gemara once, the Elam Azir, the special schus that you'll have, Seichel keeps on steiging as Elam Habor. You don't stay with the same Seichel. Things that you learned in this world, in Mitzvah Shem, the Elam Habor, they'll become much more clearer. They will get the real Seichel, they will have one in the Gemara. Hadron Alecha, Ve'elam Agalchin, Nuslikulam Asechta, Moy Kotten. Hadron Alecha, before you stick on the ear. Hadron Alecha, Ve'elam Agalchin, Nuslikulam Asechta, Moy Kotten. Hadron Alecha, Ve'elam Agalchin, Nuslikulam Asechta, Moy Kotten. Now just look at Tosis again on the Chav Chesem Abayz. It says that Titkiyo Melech Yuda. So Tosis says Sate Tzadi Gomer Hoya. Hitaka was a Tzadi Gomer. Avu Benikro Lo Mitzinu Yoise Kiyim Shetziv Lahalois Yirmiyo Minatit. It's in the Psukim. It only says he did one this good thing. So yes, before what do you mean? Only did one mitzvah. Who is a tzaddik? Well, Tosis says Enechnami. Just means on the Psukim though we don't find that he did more than one good thing. Also, Taisi says, Navchav Chesem and Aleph. That's what the Gemara says, it's totally a mazel about the life and the children and the mazoin. The Taisi says, Rukshu b'taisris, Hodi aminim seif Shabbos ein mazel Yisrael. There's a man, the Yom Masech to Shabbos that says there's no inyan of a mazel by Klai Yisrael. The Taisi says, V'yeshleimar, the lepomim mishtane ayidei mazel. Ki yehano dehosam lepomim shem mishtane kaminim b'tainis. The mazel is not always, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And Tosfos there in Shabbos explains that it means that even though there is a mazel, but ain't mazel means sometimes machmash a special schus that you have, you could change your mazel. Like the Mashur says, we see in our Gemara like that, it says the Rabbah was mispalel, that it should become a chochem, and it should become an osher, and that's what happened. You see, sometimes machmash a schus, machmash a tefillah, you could change what your mazel was supposed to give you. All right, we'll stop here.